Today, we're going to consider the Lord's Prayer. We have it in the Bible in two versions. The usual one that we say is in Matthew's Gospel, and there's a shorter one in Luke's Gospel. So we'll pray them one after the other. First, the Matthew one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. And Luke's version. Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. Jesus taught us how to pray, especially in the Lord's Prayer. I think Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer both as a model for prayer and as a model prayer. It advises us how to pray, but also gives us a prayer we can say and listen to as we say it. So let's look at the Lord's Prayer. Luke gives a slightly shorter version than Matthew. Perhaps Jesus gave different versions at different times. Both Matthew and Luke begin with the word pater, father. In Greek, the word hour follows the word it describes, and Luke doesn't have hour. So our relationship with God is with God as Father. We're to understand God as Father, that is, as our origin, as loving and caring, and having full authority over us, as our Creator, as loving and as Lord. In Jesus' time, fathers had authority over life and death over their children. So the stress on God's authority was greater than perhaps we should understand it today. But the caring, forgiving love of fathers was known too. Jesus' parable of the prodigal son shows this. God loves and cares for us as his children, is ready to forgive us, and wants us too to love each other. Matthew makes our the second word of the Lord's Prayer. We pray it in the first person plural throughout. We, us, our. Our prayers and relationship with God are not just individual, but even more importantly, communal. God is love to all, so to relate to God is to share God's love, to know ourselves as part of God's family, and God as Lord and lover of all people and all creation. So the petitions ask for God's reign and will to be done, not just in our individual life, but on earth, in this world and creation as it is in heaven, meaning here God's realm beyond this creation, symbolised by the sky. The first three clauses after the Our Father are in effect adoration. They align us with God's will and show our appreciation of it, but they're also petitions, in effect asking God to be God, to make creation revere him as God. Adoring and asking can be the same thing as at times. We pray, hallowed be thy name. To hallow, to hold holy, is to respect beyond respect, to reverence, to adore God's name. God's name here seems to mean God's identity, God's character. But God's identity is expressed in God's word, and Jesus himself, as the word of God, is God's name, God's character. The one who brings God's kingdom, in a way, is God's kingdom, God's final salvation and reign. God's name will be fully hallowed when all is according to God's character of love and goodness, which Jesus shows, when God's will is fully done. That is, when God's reign is fully effective everywhere, when God's kingdom comes. So this is the next petition of the Lord's Prayer, and Matthew's version explains it and repeats the petition by saying, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our whole prayer and our whole Christian life is to be a seeking of this, a beginning to live it out in our lives now. Adoration is a committing ourselves to God, to trust and obey. It seems to me that the Lord's Prayer points the only way to peace and flourishing for our earth. We pray, give us this day or each day our daily bread. Some would interpret that as bread for tomorrow, the spiritual salvation of the kingdom of God. We do indeed pray for this in thy kingdom come. And this interpretation emphasizes that we must desire God's reign now and at all times. But I think the church is right to think Jesus includes a prayer for physical well-being. God is not just concerned with a spiritual bit of our lives, but with the whole creation, including the material. We ask not for great material riches, but for what we need, for bread symbolizes our needs, not our greeds. With our technological power and great population today, to seek to maximize material wealth will put, indeed is putting, disastrous pressure on the environment, on the world's ecosystems. To learn to make our material desires to be the supply of our material needs, not greeds, for all is necessary to avoid ecological disaster. And in a world torn by wars, if we cannot learn to forgive each other, we shall again bring disaster on our planet. As individuals, nations and so on, we are seldom perfect. We need to forgive and be forgiven to end the vicious spirals of revenge and violence which damage our world with wars and conflicts. Lead us not into temptation probably means do not bring us to the time of trial. In Jesus' time, people expected a dreadful time of violence and destruction, which would end the world as they knew it. Some Christians today see this as God's ordained and unalterable will, but the Lord's Prayer, recognizing the danger of total destruction of our world, tells us to pray that God will enable us to avoid it. Perhaps this is part of the prayer for forgiveness. It may also be part of our prayer for deliverance from all evil and from the evil one, which follows it. God does not want evil in any form. Human, perhaps angelic sin produce it, but God will finally overcome it and tells us to pray for this and cooperate in our lives with this overcoming. This last petition thus returns to the first ones, hallowing God's name, accepting God's character, and the coming of God's reign. As we usually say it, and in many of manuscripts of Matthew's Gospel, the prayer then ends with trust and praise to God. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. God does and will fulfil the Lord's Prayer, now and forever. Amen. If Jesus is God's name, God's character, God acting, then the kingdom coming, God's will being done, happens through his work. He proclaimed and began God's kingdom, and it comes through him and in him. He is the Son of Man, the kingdom itself and its bringer. He brings forgiveness through his cross, bearing sins for us and paying their debt so that we are freed from them. He went through the time of trial for us, so that it is not inevitable for the world. He gives us an example of forgiving others. His cross and resurrection defeat evil and open the way for the end of death. So to pray the Lord's Prayer is to pray Jesus, to trust in him and commit ourselves to share his saving work. So here's a meditative praying of the Lord's Prayer. Thank you, God, that you are Father, source and origin of all things, with rightful authority over all, loving and caring. So may we come to you in our prayers as your children through Jesus, in trust and love. Amen. Thank you, God, that you are our Father, Father of all, and you want us to share your love for one another and for all your good creation. So may our prayers not be selfish, but part of your love for your people and creation, for your Son's sake, who became Son of Man, sharer in common humanity, to save us. Amen. Holy God, may our prayers and our whole lives hallow your name. value and honour you infinitely, adoring you with our whole being, doing your will, that we may forward your reign on earth as we trust and obey you through Jesus Christ, who honoured you in his life and death, and so won your kingdom's decisive victory, so that your will be done, on earth as in heaven, in a renewed heaven and earth. Amen. Loving God, give us humans our daily bread, our needs, not our unbridled greeds. So may our environment be enabled to survive and thrive. Help us to forgive others as we need your pardon, that peace may come on your earth, that we may not bring and undergo the time of trial of unbridled destruction. Yet we thank you that whatever happens, you will finally deliver us from all evil, for you have already overcome it through your Son, Jesus, who himself on the cross underwent the time of trial, the worst sin can do, the judgment on the world, and has risen and ascended to bring the victory of love and life, and lift us up to share your eternal life and love as your children. Amen. We're in creation tide at the moment, and so here's a litany of intercessions for creation tide from the Roman Catholic Church. We pray for the Church that she may be a beacon of hope throughout the world, reminding us all of our responsibility to care for and protect God's precious gift of creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world, our common home, that through God's grace we may hear its cry of the damage done and be moved to protect it for future generations to enjoy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those people who are already facing droughts, floods and storms, that God may grant them strength and hope for the future as they work to adapt to the changing climate. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our parish and our local community, that through the grace of God we may hear the urgent cry of the earth and of the poor and be inspired to respond at this crucial time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Pray for the world we live in, that God may open our eyes to recognise the goodness of all creation and help us to do what we can to restore and care for the wonderful gift that we have been given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for world leaders, that God may grant them wisdom to make just decisions which respect the earth and all that lives in it, especially those who are poorest and most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for our local community, that through God's grace we may be good neighbours to each other and to the whole of creation, restoring and caring for all that God has made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.